Commissioners Court for Monday, March 27th, 2023 at 9 a.m. begins here.
This is a meeting of the Franklin County Commissioners Court, an open meeting on the 27th day of March at 9 a.m. here in the courthouse. We'll start with the invocation. Scott, you want to lead us in prayer?
Sure. Father, coming in prayer today, we just thank you, Lord, once again for another day of life. Lord, we thank you for the beautiful weekend you blessed us with, dear Lord, and just good weather. We lift up prayers, Lord, for the people all across this nation, Lord, that suffered through storms this past weekend. They're going through difficulties. We pray that you meet their needs. And God, we sit here and take care of the county's business today. I pray that you'd help us be mindful, Lord, of the honor it is to serve our neighbors. And Lord, help us never take that for granted. Give us wisdom and understanding. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. There you are.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Public comments, anybody? Raise your hands. If not, we'll get to the agenda item. Just raise your hand if you have a question on the agenda item. Okay, let's go to agenda item number one. Approve the minutes for March 13, 2023 regular session. Not everybody wants
them. I move to approve.
Second. You got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments. There you go.
The amount submitted for your approval is $176,543.69. Again, that's $176,543.69.
Okay, any questions? Motion to approve.
You make a motion to pay the claims against the county and authorize their payment.
Second. Okay, pick one.
I got it.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number four, first reading, replat lot.
Number three.
Oh, I'm sorry. Consider take action on approving February 2023 monthly reports.
Okay. No. For February 2023, the constable brought in $823. The tax assessor brought in $10,881.96. County clerk brought in $13,479.61. The district clerk brought in $7,957.94. Justice Peace Office brought in $21,152.84. The Sheriff's Office brought in $1,904.04. The library brought in $342. And we earned interest at a rate of 4.93%, and that amount is $47,325.21.
Okay. It's nice to have the monthly reports every month now.
Yeah.
All right, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, got a motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Now, number four. Excuse me. First reading, replat lot WF1R-2, phase two. Twin Cones Estate. Ralph, you were up.
Yes, sir.
And let me see here.
That's the bigger one.
That's right here. Okay. And they've been rolled up a while. Hold on. Give y'all a couple of those. Give y'all a job. Look at it. And I'll let you explain it.
Gentlemen, this, unlike most replats, this one does not involve changing the line between neighbors. The neighbor to the east or the neighbor to the south does not give up or get any property. Instead, the areas around the perimeter of this point lot marked in blue represent areas that are taken in by a retainer wall that were originally not part of the lot. This was approved by the Water District. In fact, the Water District issued the permit to build the wall where it is. And all we're doing here is including these blue areas, long, narrow blue areas around the perimeter, just to clean up this plat. Now these, much of this is where the previous wall was, and under Water District rules, you can replace a wall, but not take in more area. So anyway, this is one, makes this one contiguous perimeter.
Okay, and it was signed by the POA?
Yes. Yes, it's been signed by all.
Anybody got any questions?
What is the big blue spot up here at the top?
Yeah, right there.
That is a swimming pool.
Okay.
Swimming pool and the secondary swimming pool just beyond that.
A bigger swimming pool.
Anybody any questions?
I'm gonna show them.
It's like barbed wire fence.
Yes, it is. This has been, this has had two postings in the Winsboro paper. We'll have a third by the time we have our second reading. We have all the other documentation at the first office.
All right, anybody any questions? Motion to approve the first reading?
Motion. Thank you, motion.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Got a motion, say any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you, Rep. We'll see you in a couple weeks. All right, number five, second reading, replat lots 8R-1 and 9R-1, Deer Cove subdivision. John?
Yes.
We missed you last time.
No.
Well, we got, y'all need to open this again, or y'all want to look at it again, or y'all remember? You may just tell them.
We've got all of the paperwork.
Got it.
Got everything signed by both parties.
Okay. And which development is this again?
Deer Cove. Yeah,
Deer Cove, that's right.
Yes, sir.
Y'all remember, y'all want to look at it again? Y'all are good? Okay.
Okay.
Just need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion?
$32.
There you go.
All in favor say aye. All opposed. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, number six. Record minutes from the library, record minutes from the February 13, 2023 session of the Franklin County Child Welfare Board. We do have that, so that's recorded. Number seven, record certificate of completion of tax cybersecurity awareness training for Robert Zinn, so noted. Number eight, record V.G. Young Institute of County Government certificate of completion awarded to Jerry Cooper and Charlie Emerson for completion of 14 hours of continuing education, so noted. Number nine, record County Judges and Commissioners Association and Texas Certificate of Completion Award to Charlie Emerson for completion of required commissioner's education, so noted. Number 10, consider and take action on approving anti-bribery statement, oath of office, and deputation, appointing Janet White to position of deputy county clerk. And we need, why do we need approval?
You always do that.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
All right, do I have a motion to approve the anti-bribery statement, oath of office, and deputation of Janet?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Number 11, consider and take action on approving Mount Vernon Rotary's request for assistance in preparing roadway for Tour de Cypress bike race at U Up.
So y'all all have a picture of a map of the road, of the routes. Last year, because County weren't road 4130 was torn up, we took the North Service Road, yeah, went to Winfield, came back. So we won't do that this year. We're going back to that old route. The other change is, another change is that because 21 has that new chip seal that's just,
it's coming up.
Just awful. It's all coming up and everything. We decided we'd go take would turn on 4335 and go through that section. That's a pretty section, and the county roads are in better shape than the state roads in this deal. And then also the other change is that when we come up here on 3050 and we come to the interstate, we'll take the South Service Road to the underpass and then turn them under the underpass and go to the light there. So we just have one light to contend with. When you go across the North Service Road, that section of that service road, as you turn that corner, it's just awful. So we've driven most of the roads, the long route, and it, those roads look like they're in pretty good shape. A few places, as usual, and y'all know where they are, they can be swept.
We'll sweep all of it just a few days before we're on my property.
May God bless you.
We'll pick up trash a few days before on that road.
Oh, that's always nice.
I just had a kid.
There's a couple places on that long route, over in the, getting close to Hopkins County, that there's a lot of sand.
Yes, ma'am, is it right down there at the creek? Yes. We will deal with that just prior to, because every time we have an overflow, it comes up out of the creek.
Well, I don't see how you can prevent that.
Well, we appreciate you guys taking care of us, and the only route we haven't driven totally is your route, but those bikes that take the 10-mile round are not road bikes, and so many of them. So it's even though your route's a little bit rough, the guys and gals can handle it. So y'all have any questions? We're looking forward to it.
Volunteers too.
And we're calling for volunteers. The bike ride will begin this year at Smoky Row. We've reserved the square and Smoky Row, but we're not going to block off the square because the merchants don't like for us to do that. But it's a matter of safety if we start there. But if we start on Smoky Row, we can either take them just up and out or down and out from Smoky Row. So we hadn't quite decided what we're going to do about that.
What's the date?
April 15.
So I don't have a copy of the map in front of you. Does that route go up Alamo Road?
Yes, it does. 30-mile route and 30-mile
route. Scott, can you do anything about that road, the trash on that road? It is horrible.
It is horrible.
Scott, could you do something?
I'm running the 400. It's actually pretty scary.
That's actually mine.
But Scott will help.
That might be a good effort on that road.
Scott always said, "My volunteers would do that."
Yeah.
Hey, community service guys.
But yes, we wouldn't need a lot of help picking up all that trash.
Ricky, here's some maps. I'm getting some maps.
Yeah, they cleaned up that fence over there, Mike, and they cleaned up a bunch of trash where, they cleaned up the fence. You see that light down there? It's really pretty.
Oh, yeah,
this is nasty. That's the nastiest road in this county. I don't know why.
I don't know. We all got
it.
Yeah.
All righty.
It gets pretty bad when they just start dumping out their household trash on the side of the road.
Do we need a motion or we're just going to?
I'm moving.
Never had before.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Okay, number 12, consider and take out improvement oath of office and bond for Franklin County Elections Administration. Jesse? Where is Jesse? All right, Jesse. Come on up. Okay, raise your right hand for me. In the name and by the authority of the state of Texas, I'm going to let you say that. Do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the duties of the office of elections administrator
of
the state of Texas,
and
will to the best of my ability
preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution and laws of the United States
and of this state.
So help me God. Congratulations.
And I'll have some more stuff for you to sign on the back.
And yes, he needs to sign this.
Yes, I'll get her to sign it.
Hey, would you, when you get down there, would you seal it? I'll bring my seal.
I'll switch it. Yeah, I'll seal it.
That it?
Thank you.
All right, thank you, yes. We need to have a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number 13, consider and take action on approving setting guidelines for utility companies' uses of right-of-ways within Franklin County. And that's Jerry, precinct one.
Yeah, we need to get some type of guideline in writing, because it don't matter what you tell them, they're going to do it the way they're going to do it regardless. So we need something in writing. We've got the authority to direct them where we want to put their utility, and that's not happening right now. Mm-hmm. So we need something that we can hand to them, say this is the way it's going to be, and if you're going to do it, you got to do this, or otherwise you got to find another place to put your utility.
Okay.
Because it's getting bad when they put it right out on the road, and then you go out there to redo the road, and the road's going to be on top of the utility.
Okay.
Well, and when it happens right at the edge of the road, it flakes off the edge of a road. Now, if they get it over to the other side, it would help a lot.
We've got the option of, I've always told them, that, you know, make sure you get as close to the fence as you can and on the back slope of the right of way, or put it in the lowest part of the drainage ditch, 3 foot deep. You know, that's the way I've always told them, and they'll do that the opposite.
Have you checked on Listserv or with any other counties how they did it? If they got
it? All counties have got, you know, different. You know, just like right now, they'll even put the meters out in the road ditch, and that's not good at all.
No.
I signed off on one out here at the airport where it was already in the ditch, and I told them I made a point to tell them this is the water district. So it's, I told them I did not want any meters in the road ditch, and right now they haven't, not in my precinct, they haven't put any, but they sure abuse the right-of-way situation.
I've got several that's there from past years, and we hit one 3 years ago shredding, and I called them, oh, no, that's not in the water ditch. I said, well, the ditch. I said, well, come over here and look at it. You see it is. And so they kind of moved it then. I said, if it had been put the right place to start with, we wouldn't have this issue.
But their first option is to get an easement from the landowner, and right now they're not doing a very good job trying to get an easement. They're just wanting to run right down the road ditch. That's not what it's meant to be.
It's normally cleaner than the other side of the fence.
And I'll tell you this, because I work down there in Precinct 4, and there's no telling how many of them roads down there that the water line actually runs under the road. I'm talking about not just crossways, lengthwise. We was in Panther Creek, and we hit it 3 times down there trying to, because it runs in the middle of the road.
Scott, so you handle that.
On a one-on-one basis.
You got to watch that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll get Landon and I'll contact some more counties about it.
That's the road right there.
Yeah. Well, right now, we don't have anything to approve today since we don't have anything.
Right down the side of the road.
Yeah, we'll have to write something up.
Yeah, so we'll, since we don't have anything to approve right now as far as the guidelines, I think we'll get some together and remind me
all the way.
And I will plan to see if I'll call Hopkins or Titus and see if they got something like that. Okay, let's go to number 14. Consider and take action on approving authorizing the formation of the commission to coordinate studies and analysis, implementing policy developments, and provide preliminary guidance in support of Franklin County's amended resolution in regards to the opposition of industrial solar development and outline engagement letter submitted by Susan Olson. Susan, I will turn this over to you. Then we'll go to number 15 after that.
At some point, each of the commissioners so far on two of the committees that would be formed if this is authorized. One is the soil sampling guidelines group, and the other is the safety and health with the fire chiefs. We've gotten actually quite a lot accomplished so far, but in the absence of a formal authorization by the court on this commission, it's difficult to proceed without double checking with everybody.
One of the questions that came up to me, this is not going to be done on private land without authorization. We don't have.
Oh, gosh, in fact, Attorney Ramsey has approved a draft letter that would go out to landowners inviting them to participate, explaining what it's all about and saying it's certainly not a legal obligation under any form. There are more than 60 parcels that have been identified with the soil sampling on the perimeter of solar of Mount Stockyards project. And each of those landowners has been identified, acreage, all of that, and just awaiting approval for those letters to go out.
Okay. Any questions?
Make a motion to approve.
Okay.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion? Anybody questions? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Number 15, consider and take action approving funding to determine the funding source for solar commission and authorize payment of estimated itemized cost. And I'll kind of let you go over that, what you kind of sent me, and I probably have it.
On a preliminary basis, very minimal printing, some postage, work with a media company, and my fee of $1 works out to $4,501. The soil sampling work is going to be have to be quoted because depending upon how many samples, how many people first of all participate in the database will determine how many samples are taken, and then the testing for metals and other leachates is a cost unknown yet. Before any of that occurs, that will be brought to this commission for approval. I have no idea what that might cost.
Explain the $1 where we give you the authorization to do. That just kind of
the dollar is simply you can't have a contract without consideration. I don't want any money, but okay. If you give me a dollar, then I have to do the work.
Okay. All right. Anybody got any questions on that? I think that y'all had a committee meeting. I think that you two went to it. And, met with the fire departments and everything like that. So, okay. Anybody else got any questions? Okay. So we're approving the 4501s, what we're approving today, correct? All right. Motions?
So moved.
Okay. Got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you, Susan. Number 16, consider and take action on approving purchase of copiers for Franklin County and authorize a maintenance agreement with Datamax. Johnny's here.
What
do y'all want to take that out of the 45?
Well, that's 15.
Part 15. So.
Yes, I'm sorry. Let's go back to 15. I'm sorry. Hold on, Johnny.
Okay, I'm just...
Y'all want to take it out in general?
I come in to hands. I'll
say, yeah.
General.
I'm sorry.
This is general problem.
Yeah,
you're
fine.
All right.
General.
4501.
I make a motion that we fund it out of this. I make a motion that we fund this out of the general fund, the 4501.
Okay. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. All right. You ready? Now we're ready for Johnny.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Johnny, you got the list there of who all's getting what?
I do, yes,
you
sir.
You do as well, Judge.
I do. I do. Hold on. I got it here. Oh, right here. Have y'all got it right there. Do y'all have any questions of where these are going? Now, we can explain the lease versus the buying and how much. We kind of put the pencil to it, and we'll save $20,000+, correct?
Yes, sir.
By buying outright. Yes, sir. And the warranty, what was the warranty on it?
Well, you're guaranteed 5 years of no change rate because it's state-of-the-art contract.
Okay.
So.
What is included in the maintenance?
Everything but your paper. Staples, everything. There's no additional charges whatsoever. It's a straight CPC contract, cost per copy, through the state of Texas. And we honor that. So, and that's a 5-year guarantee, never to change the price whatsoever. no additional fees.
So we got as good a warranty if we own them as we do if we lease them?
That, yes, sir, that is correct, for a 5-year contract. And that's all the state guarantees on that, that contract. When we made it 5 years, have we Mr. Jones? We have made it.
You was touching down there, bro.
Yeah. We built you out of that last little deal.
Yes.
And then bought that company out as well.
I know that we live off copy machines. I know the jail especially has wore theirs out. They're in bad shape.
How long is the warranty?
5 years.
5 years. That's a guaranteed price for 5 years.
How old is their one machine we have?
Yes.
They're 5 years. Contract's up under DI contract.
And we leased those, correct?
You bought those the last time.
I did, okay.
We did buy those, yes, you did.
Now, we just want to move the one you and I were talking about.
Yes, we're moving, and that's on your sheet here. We're moving some one for the Pearl Lines across the hall, and then we're moving one from the old jail to the extension office.
How much problem did you have with yours in the last year or so?
I have one of the jails one gives me a couple.
Well, that's...
For being paperless, we make a lot of copies. But that jail's and that is one of everybody's access.
Yes.
A lot.
You know, those are the ones I used to have to run, and they seem like it always breaks down.
We have some of those machines that actually extended over from the last contract. Mm-hmm. When DIR or cancellation of 5-year term, your rate nearly triples or quadruples in price on your cost per copy. But we left those machines out here another 4 to 5 years, and now we can no longer get parts. One of them is the library, mm-hmm. and then some of those in the jail administrator's office, borough office. We can't get parts for those machines anymore. They've been out here 9, 10 years already. And that's the assumption of what will happen after another 5 years, is if those machines are in good standing, we'll leave a few and just buy a few more. But at this point in time, it's time to replace everything.
All right, now the purchase price is $67,366.97. What was the lease price? I can't find
it. It was $87,000 and some change.
That's right.
Yeah, it's $20,000.
It was about $20,000.
And your recommendation is purchase?
Yes.
Okay.
When you got the signed warranty, it's pretty well.
Yes, sir. All right, what's your pleasure?
I'm ready to approve the purchase.
I see. Okay.
How many machines are there?
Oh my gosh.
14, I believe, total.
What was the price again?
16, yeah. 67,366.97. $67,366.97.
There's 16 machines?
Yes.
There was.
All right, we got a motion and a second.
Yes.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you.
Number
17.
There you go. Scratch out. Consider and take action on approving service proposal from Vested Network for 3 additional phones for Franklin County East Annex.
And the maintenance thereof.
Yes.
Basically, we're renting those.
Yes.
Leasing.
That's just for the East Annex. And yes. By the way, if y'all haven't seen the East Annex, go out and yes, he looks really, really, really good.
It does.
Just really good.
Mm-hmm. We got an estimated cost on that deal.
I
might have. Hold on.
I think it's $89 a month. $89.25.
All right.
For the 3 phones. All right. What's the pleasure? Do I have a motion?
Move to approve.
Got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number 18, consider and take action on approving the resolution declaring lost revenue due to COVID-19 for fiscal year 2021. You want to talk about this?
The next 3 things are ARPA funding, and these are federal guidelines that the feds have set these guidelines for us through the ARPA funding. Traylor and Associates had sent all of this over to us to be approved, which is our grant admin.
Is there a
Do what now?
Is there a total?
I don't see anything up there.
There is a total.
$2 million.
Basically, we just got to approve all this.
Yes. In order to, some of it's procurement, some of it is financial policies that the federal government requires for us to have in place.
Would y'all like for me to read all these resolutions? I'll be here by 6:00.
No, man.
I'll be here a while.
Not before bedtime reading.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out how much it works.
We have to report that anyway.
Yeah, they got it. That's just approving that we received the money and meeting the guy.
Pretty much set it in the process. But yes, we have to report biannually on how much money we received as well as how much has been expended and obligated.
I move to approve.
All right, hold on a second. Listen, you went over all three of those, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and read 19. We'll just approve all of it one time. How's that? Number 19, consider and take action to approve resolution for federal grant procurement policy providing and repealing clause establishing an effective date. Correct. Number 20, consider and take action to approve a resolution for financial policies and procedures and federal grant contracts providing for repealing clause and establishing an effective date. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like we said, we got to have everything by the end of this year set out what we're going to spend the
next
money
year,
on.
24.
Well, it's this year then, but we got to have it spent by the end of
26.
24 is obligated. 26.
That's right. I'm sorry.
You got to have contract obligations.
Yes. That's correct. So, all right.
And the motion.
I need a motion for 18, 19, and 20.
Make a motion to approve 18, 19, and 20.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Discussion items, Nathan? Where's Nathan? There you are. You're back on the back row. Come on up. State Emergency Management Department. Well, you want to talk about that deal about Tim kind of fill me in a little bit about the funding, what we need to do, where
yeah.
we need to go from here.
So on January the 29th, we had the ice storm, and the county did a disaster declaration due to the ice storm. So the damages, we haven't received any data on what the damages are. And so we've got a tool in place for y'all to go and document what those are. It's called the PSTAT tool. Very simple to use. It's on a cell phone. You go out and take a picture and do a description of what the damage is. Now, sometimes technology is a little, I don't really know if I want to use it or not. And I've had that before, hang up with folks not wanting to use that. But it's the tool that the state of Texas is, you know, you have to use that. So it's not something that you as commissioners have to use yourself. If you know somebody that you're comfortable with using it and going out and photographing those damages and reporting those, you can do that. Basically, we're here today, and this is probably not, you know, the place we can come and train you on it. We can sit down with you, we can walk you through it, get you comfortable with it, show you how the system works, and let you run with it from there. So what we have to do in order to be able to qualify for the declaration is that Franklin County has to meet its threshold. And your threshold is around $45,000. And so it's just like an insurance policy. You reach your $45,000 worth of damages to claim. All right, and then after that, the state has to meet its threshold of $52 million in order to get a presidential declaration, okay? Now, where it stands right now, this incident affected not only Franklin County, but a lot of counties all through Texas. And so we've got quite a bit of data, and there's a really good possibility that we could meet our state threshold with it.
If
Is this based on labor and equipment utilized?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, okay. Yeah. Is that based on FEMA rates?
Or? Yes, ma'am. Okay. So FEMA rates for any of your labor or equipment, that's overtime. Equipment, you count all the hours for it. Your labor cost, they're going to be your forced labor, anything overtime hours that your personnel had. And that counts for your fire, your volunteer fire departments. Those can go towards the county's threshold. Your peace officers, all their hours can go to that if they work the ice storm damage. And then your employees, y'all removing debris on the side of the road, all those hours, anything past their regular hours could be counted towards that threshold.
We had lots of damage, but we didn't take pictures of it. We was trying to clean it up.
Do you have documentation? If you've
most
got
some folks know us, they saw us out there.
Yeah, and that's fine. And I have no doubt that y'all had a lot of debris and stuff to clean up.
Now, I could go to a neighboring county and take a picture. Theirs is still in the
ditch. So, when you're talking about documentation, if they were to do, for lack of a better word, an essay of sorts as to what
cleanup
they had, what roads were involved.
If he has a little narrative of what they did that day, what sections of roads that they cleaned up, how many loads they may have hauled off.
Number of employees and hours spent.
Overtime hours only, correct?
Well, you can do your total hours and then you just have to break down the.
Gotcha.
So if they did a regular timesheet, that may be something that the county y'all can figure out pretty quickly. Yeah, you just have to tie those hours back to that response that you were actually doing the cleanup for it, okay? So.
They don't have price for miles, can you use that type of a?
So it's really up to y'all to figure out what that's going to be, because the debris and stuff on the side of the road, it's going to take, different equipment that you have. You may have different personnel rates, and then the distance for you to get to there. So it's going to vary. So if you got a section of county road and you know it's going to cost you $50. We'll just put that there for a cubic yard to pick that up and haul it to your burn site and burn it. Then that's what you can kind of base off of that whole county road. And if you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 piles of that, you can estimate how many cubic yards. And that will kind of give you a roundabout number of what you think the cost would be. Now, initially what we're trying to do is kind of get an estimate of what the damage is.
Basically, that's what we've been doing since the ice storm. That's
sure.
Mainly what we've been, other than fixing washouts and stuff like that.
Yep. And
that's pretty time consuming.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely. And I totally get it. But that's what we'd have to capture in order to be able to get you reimbursement from, if we get a presidential declaration out of it. So we've already submitted it to the president. And we're trying to verify our numbers right now. Right now, we don't have anything from Franklin County. So if this is something that you want to think, hey, we think we're going to have $45,000 worth of labor and things that we can claim for this, then yeah, we can try to go after it. If you don't think that you're going to have that to meet the threshold, it's pretty much be whatever y'all decide to do with it.
We could very possibly meet it.
Well, I think we're kind of headed here. We need documentation that's going to come from you four and the sheriff and fire departments.
We had a tornado to it,
too. We did have some damage.
I think
that's a separate deal.
It is a separate deal, yeah. So also the city of Mount Vernon, their costs would actually go into the county's cost also. So whatever they had.
Well, they did have a cost.
Whatever debris that they had, whatever cost for them to clean up, it goes towards the county's threshold.
Yeah, I have their numbers and photos from their damage cost values.
So what you're saying is the city's way ahead of these commissioners, right?
Matt, I have a question. You're talking about debris and cleanup and that. This doesn't include road damage, right?
You can claim road damage. Okay. The thing is that with FEMA, is that you have to have maintenance records for all the roads, and then when it comes to winter weather, we haven't had a lot of luck getting roads, you know, reimbursed and proven that they've been, you know, destroyed from the ice. Yeah, but you can claim them, absolutely. Yeah. If you got a section of roads and you say, hey, this is caused from winter storm damage, then you can document that and say, I've got $100,000 worth in this section of road. Well, so we can take that, we can document that, and we can submit it up. I mean, if you've got trees that are falling and damage the road, I would tell you, you're better off submitting it and asking and getting told no rather than not ever asking, if that's what we're going to try to do here with it.
You get more road damage by cleaning the problem up than what the trees cause.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's something that we could just have to take pictures of it and run up and see if that was something that FEMA would be able to cover.
All right, anybody got any questions? I think that they kind of know what we need to do.
So okay.
We'll try to get that to you.
Yeah, if y'all want to set up a training for each precinct or however y'all want to do it, and we can go through the tools and kind of walk you through. Basically, we want to support you guys.
All right.
So if that's something y'all want to proceed.
Just get with Tim.
Get with Tim. Mm-hmm. Yep, and we'll get it all set up, and we'll come, and we'll sit down and bring whoever that you want. You feel like, hey, this is a good person to run this tool, take pictures and put in the data and everything, and then we'll train them up, show them what to do. Okay?
All right. Thank you. All right. Rick, you got anything? Sheriff's Department?
Oh.
I don't like that.
Library's next. So I'm on it.
The air conditioning. Or the heat on the tax office is out. It can't be fixed. So before next winter, we'll have to have a new unit on top, on the roof. My understanding from what they told Melissa, the air conditioner is supposed to work. So, but the heat's not going to work, so they'll take a new unit. This weekend, we had an incident out at the ballpark. We've been having some kids and folks go out there and decide they want to do donuts. Usually they were, last year I think they were doing a truck out in the parking lot, tearing the parking lot up. The other day they were on four-wheelers, so they decided to go out on the fields and do donuts. And there were some people out there who were actually working on the fields, and they went over and got them and talked to them and asked them to please stop, and they just went over on another field and started doing some more. So. Anyway, I got an officer out there, the kids got away, but I have the four-wheelers. No one's come to claim them yet. I'd like to look at, or ask, or y'all consider on, not a system like we have at the jail or here at the courthouse, but I think we could probably get the company out of Social Springs when I was over at the new EMS building, looking at their buildings with new cameras. Putting some cameras up that are Wi-Fi enabled or can be viewed via dispatch. So if we're having a problem out there, we can pull them up and watch and see what's going on. Because most of the time they're there for, but when we're getting the call, and then by the time an officer gets there, they're gone. But at least we can see who they are. Usually when we see who they are, we know who they are. Around here, anyway.
They didn't know the kids when we talked to them the first time?
Yes, we know who the kids are. We have their names. So we're going to be doing reports on them and dealing with them. I'm hoping what I'd like to see is hopefully get them in there and get them into court that they can be given community service to work at the ball field the rest of the summer.
Mm-hmm. Work on County Road 41.
Work on County Road 41.
Pick up trash.
I think that's better out there than finding them or making them do anything.
I think that's grand out
there. Can I catch some cameras put on the county road over here where they're running through the ditches?
Yep. Let's see, there's a lot of times it's the same as it is. You should have, you used to have some.
Yeah, I got about 15 of them in the
house. But I'd like to maybe use some of the ARPA money to come down to that and put some up around different places around that we can watch the fields. And especially well, when there's balls, games going on, we have a few incidents out there, and it'd be nice to have a video of, because there's always, you know, y'all know what happens. Those T-ball games get pretty rough. The other thing would be, I mentioned this to Ms. Marla, but the county, we need to look at, ever since we switched over from Cable, we've switched everything over, but we're still on a mail server that was put in by Network Technologies. Not that anything's wrong with it, but we don't have a whole lot of, I'd like to see us get underneath Cable completely. And the reason being is that I'm getting a lot of emails blocked from the state, especially this time of year when we're doing so much legislative stuff. But it seems like any sheriff, anybody that tries to send me an email from their whitelisted email address is getting, and they have an attachment on it, blocking it. So I'm having them have to send it to my personal email. I really don't like using that for obvious reasons. That y'all probably wouldn't either. I mentioned it to Cabro to get with Marla or myself to get an estimate of what that would cost. It would be some, I think mostly there'd be some cost maybe for hardware, but it would just be a change in our maintenance agreement yearly. But I think it'd be behoove us to make that switch where we got some different money that doesn't fit into our general budget.
Let's go backwards, Sheriff. What was it? How much do you think the cameras involved?
I have no earthly idea. I wouldn't even want to guess. It kind of depends on how many you want to put in. The biggest part, I guess, would be internet, if you did them wirelessly. And I don't know if there's internet access. I know there's not internet access at the ball field, but I don't know if it's at the airport. My suggestion would be, if we look at it, is to run the internet to the airport, because it's more secure. And we can lock it up over there and then shoot it across the road to the ball fields. But that way there's not as much hardware over the baseball field as the airport, which is regulated by air conditioning, AC, and heat. But, and then the only other thing is the buildings there, the sheriff's office, I think. Brother Jerry and Mr. Cooper and Mr. Emerson's talking about maybe helping to tear some of those down. And can't tear Terry Hagen down, the nursing home down, because we got to look at asbestos in it, but the little white building there and Miss Dickey's old house.
Would it be feasible for you to be able to wait till fall and do that?
Yeah.
So
whatever can be for y'all.
Get our road work through the spring and summer and fall.
We didn't do it. Once summer gets here and stuff, y'all are going to be hard hitting and fishing roads, but I just want to put that on your
mind. I'm fine. I'd be glad to do, but I'd like to put it into the fall schedule.
Yeah. That's whatever is convenient for you all.
Okay.
We got a phone call the other day while we're talking about cleanup about when the county cleanup might be.
Yes, they asked me constantly.
Thank you for bringing it up, because yeah, it's on our minds too.
It's on our minds.
But we might forget it in here.
I haven't been contacted with anybody from Atcog.
They've been getting phone calls just from the general public.
I'm talking about for Atcog.
Well,
I haven't got anything from that. We can do it on our own.
Yeah.
Well, we already have it.
We done approved it for the year. They do that once a year, right, Marla?
They actually.
The money comes once a year.
Money comes once a year, and the grant's been approved, so you can.
We just need to set a date.
So it's like $4,500, I think, is usually what it is. Mm-hmm. I have to go back and look for sure, but that's what it has been.
They start calling
it? Yeah, they're.
They start tomorrow night. They start.
April. It's always nearly done in April.
Well, yes, we usually normally do it in April, like 15th, the 21st, somewhere along. We usually kind of do it around when the city does theirs.
Mm-hmm.
I usually just clean up and go
you
down.
You know when the city's going there suddenly?
Blue Fountain Road.
I'll have it now.
Most time they try to do it the week of or week before the tour to Cypress, that way people that's got it in the yard or whatever get cleaned up before that.
Well, that's in the next couple of weeks.
Tour to Cypress, what, the 15th?
Yeah.
I usually just dump it on Blue Fountain Road, whatever county road it is. I don't know the road, but I know my name.
They don't know the power.
But I know it's after, I think it's after the bike ride.
With me, I don't like it on my house. I hear everything that.
Yes, you were having lots of fun over there.
Well, that's mine. It's not showing up on their calendar, but I know it was after Easter. I know it was after Easter, which is the second.
Easter is the ninth, right? Whatever that's on.
Well, y'all want to do it the week before Thanksgiving? I mean, Easter.
We're going to send all phone calls to you.
The week after Easter.
It's simple because they don't want to pay, like you, they don't want to pay extra for people to work on holiday. Yeah.
Well, if we did it like the 10th through the 14th that week before then.
The next commissioners.
No, we have to have that in court.
Yes.
Our next meeting.
Meeting or have a special meeting.
Can we go ahead and set a date and approve the next meeting? It's going to be after the meeting, anyway. I mean, Monty, you going to be throwing it in the latter part of April?
What didn't you bring this up before?
Well, we can.
Why don't you text Kathy Lemire?
We can do it from
mom. And see what they're doing. Because I'm sure they've said it.
While we're doing that, let's go. Library. Everything okay? Library? Wonderful.
Yes.
Okay.
We were blessed with we were left in Mr. Tom Wilkinson's will, and we're left with some funds to be used at the library. Talked with Marla and have come up with a plan of what I'd like to do with those funds. The biggest portion would be redoing our circulation desk. It is not practical with technology that we have. Would like to do that, and then also a door to our meeting room needs to be replaced. It's all beat up, and we'd like to put a nice door with a plaque.
For Tom's
And I'll be coming with a budget amendment to the new residence insurance, which is $29,000 and some change.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
All right, what did Kathy say?
The 22nd through the 29th of April.
That's Saturday through Saturday.
Right.
Yeah, so you can put it on your next April commissioner's report to approve.
We could do it the same way, so everybody would be on the same page.
Yeah, I think it's just less confusing for people.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to be in the transfer site, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is Scott going to continue doing that one out there, or is it all going to go through here?
Come the fall, I'll probably do it one week deal. I'm going to have to monitor it instead of about the same thing. I talked to him, Sam, back last year. We had that issue down at our dump area that the dumpster got full and trash got thrown everywhere. We got a call. car, it was burned out car dropped off, boats and jet skis, so we're not.
I made a couple of arrests.
So not on the spring at all?
No, we're not, nothing on the spring.
We're getting business.
In the fall, I will be 1 week and I'll be there. It'll only be during business hours, so myself and one of my hands have to be at a monitor.
I've been October.
Yeah.
We still need to be out here for that week?
Yeah.
We have seen.
Yes.
So we'll have employees working that entire week.
Yes.
I'll send Bill some spare from Ricky that week.
Well, I mean, I'm not very close, I guess, one of my guys to help out as much as.
Yeah, because we're in the middle of mowing right now, mowing has started.
Yeah, are y'all going to be open every day for that?
Yes.
During that period?
Exactly.
Excluding Sunday like that?
Yeah, excluding Sunday, yeah, 23rd, but we'll be open Saturday, 22nd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 29th. And 22nd, 29th, we're already open, so just be free days.
Okay, hours?
4 days.
What hours?
What do we usually do on that? Do on that?
7 to 3.
7 to 3 would probably be good, 7 to 3.
7 to 3.
Yeah.
7 a.m.
Well, this is all pending approval on here.
I used to work at 24.
We don't need to deposit.
Well, that's true, you have boats.
Caller? No, I worked out there at precinct.
Well, it's all public, yeah.
Besides that, you could lock the gate, then they come in there and just take it off.
Throw it off the fence.
No, they take it off the hinges or dump it right from the gate. We went over one morning to open the gate up there, a big pile of trash right in the middle of the gate.
They had approved the hours. We had a big pile of trash out there one morning, I'd go there, and there's a pit popped up at us, and, "What are you doing? What are you doing?"
Hey, Lily, did you hear what Marvin said? Well, obviously, we got still got to be approved on the 10th.
Yeah, it's got to be approved on the
10th. I don't want to.
Yeah, part of the same, she has not published it until we can prove it.
They may vote against it by 2 weeks.
You think about doing the one in the south over by the county barn again, or?
No, it'll be the same pit.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that will all be.
Fall.
Be in the fall of it, Mike. Yeah, we're not doing anything. But what Sam done before, just did this last year.
Have you even got it cleaned up from last year yet?
I spent a whole day picking up trash out there about 2 weeks ago and still haven't got it all picked up, so. Yeah. But the whole thing with the burnout car and boats and jet skis kind of.
And tires.
Tires.
Can we just say repeated abuse of that privilege has caused it to be removed?
Yeah, and I'm talking, the people that are calling me, I'm talking to them directly, so I only had about 3 phone calls so far about the spring of it. But everybody seems to understand when you mention the fact that burnout cars.
They weren't the ones that brought it.
Right, exactly. But no, so this will be countywide up in, obviously, precinct 2. But come the fall, people gather up more stuff, we'll have something at 4, but it'll be the same thing, at least 1 week rather than a full month. I know Sam did for like a month. But it could just be a complete disaster if that happens. So.
Well, maybe you use one of Ricky's cameras out there.
Huh?
Use one of Ricky's cameras out there.
Take over and go on.
I haven't had any of that yet. You know, anybody picking up, you know, setting up shop and living there yet. But you never know.
They were going good when I went out there last time.
Oh,
they didn't choose.
But at this point, it is a future agenda item.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Perfect word.
It's probably pretty sure we're going to do it, but
yes, but know. Yeah, I mean,
well, we just can't say legally. Anybody else?
Ricky, yeah.
Joe, the commercial member, but a couple of years ago, I come in with we had to replace all the shower and toilet fixtures in the 100, what I call the 100 and 200 cleaning bill, and all the plumbing spaces was outdated. We couldn't buy parts, and it cost us like 200 something thousand.
Yes.
That we paid for out of inmate housing. Well, I had the gentleman from Icon, see, we bought these products. Was a place from he came in the other day and gave me an estimate on the 300 wing. On the 300 wing, we'll have to replace any fixtures, which was the big expense on the 100 or 200 side. All we'll have to replace is the plumbing equipment, whatever you want to call it, actuators, and the plumbing cases. taking it from a manual or to a computerized system. And it's going to, the quote that I got there is right, I think $45,000.
And others?
To do the 300 side, which, because we're, it's getting to the point we can't get parts for it to fix it. We're having to cut part pieces out and plumb the street without all the changes how things operate in the city.
Those water chases are much easier to work in.
Oh my gosh, well, I haven't, since, and just so y'all know, any replacement parts that I've done on 100, 200 side, I've not had to work on since 60. There's one cell, my chest cell, that I did this 4 years ago, he's never touched again since he's 60.
That's a big thing.
Versus he was there every week prior to that.
And you had to go shut them off during the night.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm gonna probably be bringing that quote to y'all. They came the other day, got the quote stuff together, and I'll be bringing official quotes probably next quote on that.
And I've got a deal on the project show, and all elected officials donated money. We didn't spend the money because it was a very good show, very positive. We have that money left. I can give it back to you or whatever y'all choose to do.
Put it into next year's. How's that?
That's kind of what I told him Saturday. Put it in next year, bro, because you couldn't touch a pen of chickens out there this Saturday for less than $1,200.
Why are we walking with some chickens?
I mean, this is a record project.
Yes, yes.
I never did hear the complete number, but it
shot last year's record.
Yes, Colonel Sanders.
He was.
Somebody was.
Well, he goats too. You know, barbecue goats gonna be high this year.
It's just like the dairy heifers. They made a comment on them that, you know, nobody wanted them, couldn't hardly give them away. Somebody wanted them, because they give anywhere from $3,000 to $7,000 for them.
And
they done real well.
The number I was given just for the auction item did not include add-ons.
Right.
And just the auction itself was a record break.
Yes, yes. We had great attendance, great weather, and it was just real good participation.
These kids' parents really got out and hustled to get what they got. So.
All right, anybody else?
Oh yeah, come on. I talked to a guy about rejuvenating Millings to make it more like a hot mix or a cold mix product. You know, cold mix has gone up extremely this year, about $24 a ton, something like that. I've got a lot of Millings. He comes out and sets up, he give me a price quote, he wants 1,000 tons to do it. I've got about that much, but if any of the other commissioners was interested, they can haul to my location and dump and then pick up a load already processed back so they don't waste trips hauling. The price, he's quoting me, is $49 a ton. For that done, so with 49 versus 84, and then go to Paris and pick it up. He's going to bring me a load of the product for us to look at and use before we make the decision to do this or not. But if anybody else is interested, you know, you're welcome to be a part of it. If it's suitable, I've got enough. I'll do it. Probably, but.
Were you in there in my savings?
Can I haul one to you and haul two back?
Well, if you get the right driver, I'm sure you can do that.
We're
down
there. Yes.
Oh, when Cedric was talking to us about that coming out of Ashdown.
Yeah. That may be another product we check into.
Got it on the railroad. He said he's going to have some out of Ashdown that he'll bring down through here.
Oh, I wouldn't be
good. Some. Mixed in with oil dirt or something, he was trying to explain it to me, but I'll have to get him to explain it to you.
Well, we need, you know, rock has got extremely high in the last year or so, and we need to look at all the alternatives.
All right. Anything else? Motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second. All fair say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Thank y'all.
Back to seeing it too.
Yes. Yes. You know.